Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, June 28th, 2015. We have another month that has gone by. Whoa, everything's going so fast, the speed of light. And when we are incorporating some sort of spiritual practice, whether it's just a thought or a mantra or a spiritual tool or a meditation or a program that we're immersed in here at Pillai Center, it's something that we can do to open the door to a different level of understanding of our own selves, our soul's purpose, what our true purpose here is at any given moment in time. So not just somewhere down the road at the end of the life. We are working on it right now. And the divine is saying to us, keep at it. So that's what we're here to do during these weekly calls. It's grace and blessings of Dr. Pillai to be able to tap into this energy. He's paying attention no matter where he is in the world. He knows when all his programs are going on. And all, even if you aren't in, coming on these calls, or if you aren't immersed in a program right now, through Pillai Center, one of the courses, what it means is that he is, anytime you pick up a mantra or you pick up a practice or you talk about whatever it is that he's doing, for example, some people are now enjoying the herbs, the Nambu botanicals. And so they are getting into this state where they're connected to him through the teachings or through the herbs at a very deep level. And that is what is necessary for anyone on the spiritual path, is to be able to get the support and blessings from a spiritual master. And we're very, very fortunate here with Dr. Pillai because he's living. There are a lot of masters who people are connected to, and they're on different realms. You know, they've been here, they've passed, they've left the teachings, people are carrying the teachings on, and it's great for them. Because maybe that's what their soul resonates with. But for those of us who we don't have that strong connection to those masters that have gone before us, and we have a living master, we're so blessed. And it was amazing. Yesterday I was listening to the teleconference, which went by so fast. It was over 3 hours, and it was Dr. Pillai live in New York. On Saturday, no, not Saturday night, but that's what will be his next show, Saturday Night Live with Dr. Pillai in New York. So he had a big full room of people who were attending that seminar, and I think there are a few people here on the call today who are also there, and I would love to hear from you and share your miracle experiences with the rest of us who weren't able to be there in person. However, again, I was coming back to what I was saying, is that I was on the call. You just called into a teleconference, and it was live. So it was as if I was there. And because most of the program was meditation. It was amazing. The meditation went on forever, and I thought, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay attention for that long. And it was as if he had taken all of us, and he said, you can't do it on your own. That was one of his biggest messages to me, and confirmations and affirmation, because I've been following him for 20 years, and there's lots of people who've been following him as well, and even if you've been following him for a day, it's a blessing, again, to be able to tap into that energy, to feel that protection, to feel that guidance, and to be going to deeper and deeper levels of understanding of who we are. And the message yesterday was that we are God. And he said it so many times, and all the masters will say it. And you know, you can read about it, you can search the internet, yes, you're God, you're God, you're God. And that's on an intellectual level. But yesterday, he took us through an amazing meditation process where we, our mind was locked on to, let me see, one, two, three, four, maybe five syllables, five sounds. And he put them in the different parts of our brain and body. And he used different sounds at different times. And that went on for like an hour or so. And I don't know what everyone else's experience was. However, the experience that I had was that this is where our brains have to develop or evolve to be able to absorb this divinity that's coming in, the Holy Spirit, as Dr. Ply calls it. The Holy Breath is the Holy Spirit. And he gave us that experience, and he will continue to share that through all the tours he's going on. So if you see on Ply Center that you have there's a tour, an event in your city on his tour, please go. Please go. It will be amazing. It will be life transforming, and you will never, ever be the same person. And you will know. You will experience. You will know at that level of unknowing or unknowable. You will have that experience of being God, your God self, your highest self. That's that God within you that is knocking on your consciousness all the time, but it's buried under different layers of consciousness. That's why we do mantra practices, to remove the layers. That's why we come together as a group, because the group energy will, even though we're in different places around the world and we're online, it doesn't matter. It was like yesterday, I was like, I'm going to open my eyes and see him there at the front of the stage. Because I've been with Dr. Ply in different events around the world over the years, and online, offline, on a teleconference, listening to a recording, and it's as if the teaching is alive all the time. So when we have that connection so deeply, it's as if it's coming alive. It's as if we're sitting in front of him, and as if it's penetrating our mind, our body, our soul. So I just wanted to touch on a couple of the highlights just before we get into our own meditation today. And the meditations, I've been hearing from so many members over the past couple of years that we've presented this program or offered this program to everyone, and it gets presented every week. And we know that Dr. Ply's energy and focus is here, and he's invoked in every meditation. So you know, this is what he is saying, is that you can't do it on your own. You need divine help, because the divine is going to do it in a fraction of a second. We'll sit and read something. We'll try to do our practices. That is just kind of background. That's what he said. I'll give you some background so you'll kind of get more focused as the time goes on. And then you'll be like, oh, okay, now I'm ready to receive. And then in a fraction of a second, the divine can come in and flick the switch. And then that gets implanted into us. And so when we're vibrating with that divine light, that speed of light, then all thoughts will stop. And when thoughts stop, then time stops. We don't have to wait. As he says, waiting is a waste of time. You've heard him say that, and even if you haven't, that's his saying, forever and ever. Waiting is a waste. We cannot wait anymore. Mm-hmm. So you can be going along in your life, and your karma comes, and your karma is just thoughts, and then you grab onto those thoughts, and then you're stuck in that karma, and then you have to wait. That's what we think, anyways. And when we think, then we are doing it. Because whatever we think, then we take action towards that. He said 90%, even right now, check your thoughts. 90% of our thoughts are negative or repetitive. The mind just doesn't quit. So he has given us this grace and blessings in a fraction of a second. You have to set yourself up, set your brain up, so that it can receive the first miracle. And what is the first miracle? The first miracle is to have faith. Because we'll say, yeah. And then next thing we'll say, oh, I can't do it. I don't know. That's, oh, yeah, I really want that relationship, or I want perfect health, or I want that job, or I want that, thing to happen for my family or myself or, you know, whatever, my spiritual practice. Yeah, I really want to meet God, and I want to, you know, fly to these great heights. And then the next thing is, oh, I don't think it's possible. Well, what if, how am I going to, you know, doubt, skepticism? So it's very natural for us, he says. So he's, all the masters, they have, including Jesus Christ, you know, he said, I know you guys aren't going to have faith. But if you have it like the mustard, the size of a mustard seed, it's so small, a mustard seed. If you can have it that size and implant it in you, and you keep focusing on that, just that little piece of faith. It doesn't matter all the rest, 90%. Actually, it could be like 99.999, you know, percent of the rest of your being is going to be bombarded with negativity or repetitive thoughts. So to have that faith is the first miracle. And just implant that seed within your brain. And he puts it, it's like, he didn't say your mustard seed now is in your brain, but I had that visual when he took us through the meditation, and there was a very small spot where he said, go to that spot in your brain, and then you will experience faith. Because we can't fully relate to faith or to God. He says the only way we can relate to God is when we look at this dollar bill. You know, the American dollar bill has, in God we trust, you know, so it's on the dollar bill. So maybe that's how God can keep reminding us, is by the dollar bill. That's in the U.S. And now we don't even have dollar bills. We just stick our debit card or our Visa card into the machine, and then the machine, you know, pays for the thing, right? So that is even going... Maybe they'll have to put God on the credit cards. That would be good. And on our debit cards. God, please, you know, keep our debit down. So he also said that when you're in this state of knowing, when you think you know something, even like yesterday when I was listening to the seminar, I'm going, oh, he said this so many times, over and over and over. And then I caught myself and I went, oh, my God, just be quiet. You're stopping. You know, yes, he has to hammer the same message over and over. And I caught myself right away. Knowing, like saying, oh, I know, I've heard this before, I know this, like when I was really honest with myself, you know, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm blocking what he's doing. He's trying to get us off that tree of knowledge, you know. I don't want to eat that fruit anymore. Look what happened to Adam and Eve, right? They ate the fruit of knowledge, and then they became, they fell from the grace of God. Before they didn't know anything. All they knew was heaven. All they knew was God. And they didn't even know that they knew it. They were just experiencing it until they ate the fruit. And then what happened was they got knowledge that, oh, I'm disconnected from God. Duh. Now what? Right? And so they got into this world of... Baba says it's the, Dr. Platt calls it the binary thought. You know, it's you know, right, wrong. It's opposites. Faith, doubt, good, bad. You know, so, and then there's emotions charged on it, and then that's what we do. But he will say, he gives so many stories, and he doesn't even have to give them. We know these stories of how even the poorest of the poor have risen up. And he gives the example. He's in the Hilton Hotel, and I've been there as well when he's had events in New York. And he always talks about Conrad Hilton. You know, he came from such a poor state of family, and, you know, he was growing up. There were so many kids, and it was during a very rough time, and no money, no nothing. But he found, you know, the picture of the Waldorf Astoria, and he said, I'm going to have that. And he put it on his desk. He didn't even have a desk. He kept it with him. And he even, when he couldn't build the first hotel, he couldn't even pay the people. They were building it, and he couldn't pay them. And he went down on his knees, and he prayed to God, because his mother taught him, down on your knees, pray to God. That's the only way you're going to get out of this. That's the only way you're going to get food for today. And he did. And he got down on his knees and he prayed to God, and somehow the first hotel got built and all the people got paid. And we know the story after that. They're all over the world. And he got the Waldorf Astoria. And that's not an easy thing to do, because I think the Queen owned it or something. Not possible. But here's a guy who came from nothing. So everyone who is on this call, and you have been, you know, praying, and you've been doing your mantra practices, and you've been doing your spiritual path for 5, 10, 15 years, 20 years, 50 years, it doesn't matter. In a fraction of a second, everything that you've done to this point has brought you to this point. And in a fraction of a second, the divine can say, what is your dream? What is your goal? It's going to manifest now. So that's what Dr. Ply says. Be prepared for these miracles. And you have been. We all have been. We've been preparing for our miracle moment, our big one. We've had miracles every day, but it's just the other stuff can be overwhelming. So he uses Conrad Hilton's story, and I can just picture him as a kid with dirty, you know, not even clean clothes, or so many kids they have to share the clothes, you know, and then him having that idea and people saying, are you out of your mind? Just go get a job, you know? And he was out of his mind. He was in the divine mind. And he's put all his prayers, he would just keep doing it no matter what. And he just kept praying and praying and praying to God and saying, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this for me. I will keep working hard, but you have to do this. So that was a big take-home message again from Dr. Pillai at a deep level for me anyways, and for people who were there, is that we have to keep expecting miracles, and we have to keep doing our practices with that intention that the miracle is going to show up. And what is the miracle? You have to say what your miracle is. You know, you can't just go in front of God and go, you know, God will have compassion for you and say, okay, yeah, I know what you want. You've been praying for it for years. Here it is. But that's why we do go, we have goals. Every program Dr. Pillai gives us a goal-setting exercise to do. We've done it in this program. And when you sign up, you got the goal-setting. We talk about it from month to month. Set your goal, because that's where the miracle is going to happen. And you're going to see it every day, because there are going to be little moments every day where you recognize, oh, I was about to go spend my money on this. And now I put it into my savings account because I'm building that. I want to come out of debt consciousness. So I have to do something else that's going to counteract that behavior. So that will be a miracle for you. Someone is going to say, no, you can't do this or that. Or how are you going to do this or that? Are you out of your mind? Are you sure? Or you will say that to yourself, I'm out of my mind, I'm not sure about this, I doubt. But then as you're doing your practices, you go, oh my God, that's a miracle. I didn't doubt. Or I doubt, I had, I would have been skeptical if someone said this to me before. Or if I said that to myself before, I would have been skeptical about my practice or achieving that material goal. And I didn't feel that. I didn't have that thought. And I'm having less and less of those thoughts. That means you are experiencing the first and foremost miracle, which is to have faith. Faith in who? Faith in yourself. That you have transformed so that you understand you are becoming more and more aware of your divinity. And that divinity is showing up in every moment. Just being able to do your spiritual practice and a mantra. And it doesn't have to be like sitting down on your meditation cushion or lighting up lamps and all the rest, incense. And that's beautiful. And that is needed for a lot of us to just, you know, clear our minds, clear our space, and then settle into our meditation practice. And we can do that on a daily basis if that works for you. But if you can't do it, it doesn't matter. You can just close your eyes when you shut your eyes out to the world. Where are you? You are connected to your internal self. And who's there? God knocking at your door. And the easiest thing, as Dr. Pillai says, is you have to get into a wave of consciousness that is going to be easy for you to drop your ego, which is your mind. It's that blah, 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 right? So, and surrendering it means that you get into a state where you're just looking at it and going, oh, my God. That's just too tiring. I got to say, oh, yeah, that's a good thought. That's a bad thought. Oh, this is... You know, so, and that's going to happen, and it happens. It doesn't matter if you think, oh, I'm not going to think those thoughts. Yeah, sure, nice try, you know. You are. Then you have to. You have to think some thoughts because you've got to do certain things throughout your day, and you have to set your goals and keep thinking those thoughts that are going to manifest because that's going to be good for you. The surrender is that you're going to stop negating the process. And yes, as Dr. Place says, one moment you'll say, oh, I like that person, and you'll have a good thought about them, and then 2 minutes later you'll go, yeah, but she did this or she did that or he did this or he did that, and how can I trust them, or, you know, or I feel bad, I did this to them, and oh my God. So, you know, there's a whole victim consciousness. We're just stuck in that. Oh my God, what did I create? What have I created here? So we can't be a victim to the mind because it's false knowledge and it'll torment you. And so Dr. Pillai goes on to say that, you know, if we get, if you say, all you have to do is say, I've tried everything and nothing is working. And when he said that, I was like, oh, my God, people write to me all the time about that. I've tried everything and nothing is working. And it's been, you know, kind of tricky for me because I have to, engage the person and see what their situation is a little bit and go deeper and all this stuff. And now that he said this, it's given me that permission to just go, this is great. You've tried everything and nothing is working. You're in the perfect place to be receptive. Because if you've tried everything and nothing is working, what have you done? You've surrendered. And I'm not just saying you as in anybody who's written, but myself included. Because I will get to a point in a project, or I'll get to a point in whatever it is that I'm doing, and on my spirit, in my spiritual practice, or in my life, you know, with relationships or whatever. Because everybody's evolving, everything is evolving, everything is changing, and there will be times where you just bang up against obstacles, and nothing makes sense. Oh, you said this was going to happen, and it didn't happen. And I'll go, yeah, you're right. I don't understand why it didn't happen. Or he said this and it's going to happen. Or she said that and it didn't happen. Yeah, you're right. Like, what are we going to do? Well, hello, life, right? So who do we surrender to? We surrender to that higher consciousness. And we go, okay, whatever has happened for some reason. We have to just get back into that state of receptivity where the divine will support the best thing that is going to happen for us. Maybe we thought this was the best thing that was going to happen for us. But that's not the best thing. Not at this moment in time. So be receptive, and then the divine will say, there's a lot of moving parts, right? We got, the divine's got a lot of moving parts. And so he's got he, she, Holy Spirit, Om, whatever God is to you, that has got to click our brain, make all those neurons fire, and all the synapses connecting new ways of being able to receive the best thought, the most divine thought that will precede the action that we need to take. So it's great. We have to continue to give up everything. We get to the, we work, but we get to that point where it's like, what do we do now? That is the moment where God can enter. Because he's the CEO. He's the big kahuna, right? Or she. And we say, even Christ, Christ said, this body can't do it. I can't do it as a guy here on the earth plane. I have to ask God the Father to come in and say, okay, here's how you do the miracle. I'll send the Holy Spirit because, you know, that's the energy that's going to come through and do the thing. So even when Dr. Ply says the dove came and it sat on Christ's head and he was baptized, and he said, that's the Holy Spirit. And then when Christ left, what did he say? The Holy Spirit is with you, right? And for 2,000 years it's prevailed. So he's not the only one who's saying it. It's just that that's what Dr. Ply was sharing about the breath. And we're going to, you know, work a little bit on that today. We won't give the meditation that was given out to the people on the call or who were live, but we will do a modification of it, just a little taste tester, because I encourage everyone to go and purchase that. I think it will be available, and if it's not, I will ask if it can be made available for purchase, because it's a very powerful teaching. And it's a very, very profound teaching. And it's a very, this is the best thing. It's so simple. I can't forget it because it's not just a teaching. It's an initiation. So all the stars had aligned. Everything was ready. Dr. Ply didn't want to go to New York. He doesn't really want to go anywhere. It's hard for him to travel. Well, it's not hard for him to travel, but he's just like, you know, I've been traveling for like so many decades around the world, to different places around the world, repeating those places. And he says, what did he say? I'm here because I'm human, and the divine wants me to be here. So I am just going to be here, give you the teaching that is needed to be given, and then that's the initiation. So the brain, he opens up the brain and he gives that initiation to anyone who was there. And as I mentioned before, whenever I get an initiation, whether I'm in person, online, or listening to the recording afterwards, it doesn't matter because it's an initiation. And that is so, so important, because there will be many initiations. Why? Because our brain is getting prepared. It has to evolve. And our brain makes the rest of our nervous system to work, and our nervous system tells the rest of the body what to do. Right? So we need to, you know, to get this consciousness to come into us and remain with us, make us to be really strong. And then so we can handle that spirit flowing through us and then doing whatever it is that the spirit wants to do, which is create miracles for ourselves and for others, right? So as Dr. Pillai says, the holy breath is the Holy Spirit, and it's the breath of God. And even if you never meet Babaji or Dr. Pillai or any of the masters, like Paul, he said he, when he was alive, he saw Christ. He appeared to him on the road to Damascus. And when he appeared before Paul, what happened? He fainted. And then there was this holy communion, this holy communication. From that time onwards, Paul knew everything. So he wants to let you to know that even if you never meet him in person, you will know from these initiations that you are connected to that God consciousness, and you will never, ever be the same person. You will begin to know everything at such a deep level without knowing. There will be this consciousness that flows through you, and that is what, then you will know that you're living the divine. And then miracles will happen, because you will say, oh, this person, you know, they need to be healed. You know, you'll just have that thought, and boom, that person will be able to come up from their situation. Not that you'll say, hey, you are healed, put your hand on them and all the rest. You don't even have to do that. Your presence, that consciousness will come through you. You will walk away. You'll be detached from it. You won't even know. As Dr. Pillai says, people write to him all the time, or they'll go up to him in an event and they'll say, you did this for me. He goes, I don't even know you. That's great. Right? Wonderful. You have to be completely detached, because that's then you know that you're not doing it. You're not intervening at all. So the teacher is there, the master is there to open up your consciousness, so that whatever thought that you have, or whatever that divine thought that comes through, is the most powerful thought, then that will manifest. So he says you have to throw your mind out. You have to get rid of it. And when he said that, I was like, oh my God, that's too funny. I just had this visual of, you know, someone sticking their hand in my head and just pulling out all the crap and just throwing it out in the garbage. That was my visual. Anyhow, and so the main thing is the ego is the problem. The breath is the problem. When you're breathing, you know, through the nostrils, you have to get rid of the breath, because the breath is associated with the mind. And the mind is just going on and on and on. So whenever you focus your attention on the nostrils, which we're going to do today, have a little bit of that, and then you will understand what it is to control your thoughts. So even as you're just listening to me now and filtering whatever message is going to come to you, then just put your attention on your nostrils and see what's happening. And as you're putting your attention on the nostrils, you're going to feel this presence, right? Something else is going on. And then you'll say, oh, I'm not thinking all those thoughts I was thinking. So you'll start to control the mind, and then you'll put it will go into the pituitary, which is just above the point where the nostrils meet on the forehead at the bridge of your nose. And then even if you say, oh, you know, I can't visualize this, stick your hand there. Just put your finger. Nobody's around you. Just put your finger on your nostrils, you know, maybe one on each, and then allow whatever energy is to come through. And you can take your hand away. And then put your finger on where the third eye would be, the pituitary gland would be, on the spot, just above the bridge of the nose on your forehead, and just touch it there lightly. You don't have to press it, you know, or you can if it lightly doesn't work. But then just that awareness, that physical touch will bring your awareness or your attention there. And then you'll start to activate that and you'll feel something else behind the touch, the physical. Or even if you don't, if you take your hand away, then you have that memory or that, you know, experience. Then you want to go even deeper. So that's the Holy Spirit. So then you just, you know, from your heart, you just pray, you know, the Spirit, the God, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, or God, whatever it is, you know, enter that part, activate that part. And then that, so that will get rid of your ego. Your ego will come down. And then go into a little bit into the middle of your brain where the pineal gland is. You know, it's towards the, so you go from the pituitary and then draw a straight line, a little bit straight, and then going a little bit up and back. Towards the middle of your brain is the pineal gland. And then you'll feel, oh my God, there is my connection to my higher self. Mm-hmm. So we'll get rid of the mind, drop the thoughts, get out of that, focusing your attention on the nostrils, and you'll get rid of the ego when we put our attention on the pituitary gland, and then we'll go into the pineal gland, and then we'll experience this full awakening of our higher self. Because he said there are about 100 billion neurons in the brain. 100 billion, oh my God. And then there are about 100,000 billion synapses. So those are all the neurons firing. Mm-hmm. So if we can get all that happening all at once with our attention and the power of the grace of the guru, the master, we can have whole brain functioning, whole brain awareness. And when that is there all the time, then everything that we're doing is going to be in alignment with the divine. There will be no doubt. Mm-hmm. And then things will start to come into fruition. Mm-hmm. He talked about failure. He talked about, you know, what it is that you have to, you learn from failure all the time. The problem is most people repeat their failure. Until what? Until they learn the lesson. So don't beat yourself up. Just say, okay, I failed. I don't need to repeat this, so what do I got to do? I've got to sit in my meditation, write down what it is that I want my goal to be again, and then that I already know I did it this way and it's failed, so divine, you've got to show me. You've got to bring in the people who are going to support me or tell me the direction that I need to go. Or if this project is, you know, needs to be put on the back burner, give me a new one. Give me consciousness of a new one that will manifest, that I can work on, and I can manifest it in an easier way. And then that maybe down the road I can revisit this project. The problem is we are so involved in the ego says, no, 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 you got to finish this. You got to do it. You got to just suffer and get it done. Even if it doesn't work, it's kind of kooky. That's what we do. So we want to, you know, be able to have really intelligent thoughts and then move on those thoughts. Mm-hmm. So how will you know that is you just keep going into transforming the mind so you have all those neurons firing and the whole brain is firing and you don't lament over your failures. Failures in relationship, failures with finances, failures with your projects, your jobs, your whatever it is. your spiritual path. Because the moment you lament over it, then you're living either in the past or you're lamenting about it in the future too. It hasn't even happened. So you only have the moment. And be in that moment. How? Putting the attention on the nostrils. That's the first step. Second step is into the pituitary gland. Third step is into the middle of your brain, the pineal gland. Okay, so he went on to, I'm just looking at my notes that I had. Yeah. So then he went on and it was a meditation that was full on. And please, if you can, afford it, or you can, you know, maybe put some money away for it so that maybe down the road you can afford to get the teaching from that seminar and do it every day. Because you don't have to listen to the teaching so much as just do the practice every day. Mm-hmm. And some people, they may even experience it. They have experienced it, you know, on these calls. People have said, I've fallen asleep. I've gone completely out of my body. I don't even know where I am. Great. The divine just took you to a divine realm. It cleaned up your consciousness. And then it reset you when you woke up and came about with a new level of understanding of who you are. N-E-W, not N-K-N-E-W. So let's get into that experience or that state right now here with each other. And then we'll call on the divine blessings of Lord Shiva, because this week we have a pradosham. It's a very powerful pradosham on Monday. It's called Soma Pradosham. So that's tomorrow for most people here in the West. And maybe in Europe, but it can be, yeah, it can be tomorrow for people in the East too. So Soma Pradosham is happens on a Monday, and it's a window of time where you can. You just remove everything that you've known about yourself by paying attention to Lord Shiva, who will drink the poison, the thoughts of doubt, the thoughts of skepticism, the thoughts of negativity, I'm stuck, or I don't deserve. Those are big blockers. Even if someone says, here's $1 million, you go, oh my God, I don't deserve this. What am I going to do with it? You've already stuck doubt on it, and chances are that will go away in an instant. Or not in an instant, but very quickly, because you haven't thought about it. You haven't thought about what you're going to do with it. Mm-hmm. So prepare yourself, because the miracles are going to come. So prepare yourself to see them, and then cultivate that consciousness so it continues on. Because the divine is always saying, okay, well, you're not even grateful for what you have here. Well, I'm giving you miracles in the moment all the time, but you don't even recognize it. So it's not anyone's fault. It's just now bring your awareness to it and just say, okay, please stay with me. Stay with me, Spirit or God. So pradosham is a time where it will wipe away the negativity that keeps bombarding you. So as you do pradoshams, less and less will that strength of the negativity be able to, or the force of the negativity be able to block you. It will just fall off you. It will create this force field with you. So pradosham is that window of time to drop all your bad karma. Mm-hmm. All your stories, all your history. His story, her story. History. Of everything that you've done up until this point. It happens on a 13th moon, whether it's on the waning or waxing cycle. Tomorrow will be on the waxing cycle. And what it will do is it will reveal to you. As the garbage is going out, you'll go, oh my God, that was in me? See you later. As it's leaving you, you'll have this sense of weight being lifted off your shoulders or off your chest. A lot of people say, my God, I felt like I could breathe for the first time. right? Because this window is when of opportunity or time on the 13th moon tells you that the divine is really here to scrub you up and get rid of it for once and for all, if that's what you want. So you open the door and you say, please, jump in and scrub me. It might be a little intense, but that's okay, because after that next day, you're going to be all scrubbed up and clean. You know, at the level of the soul, the body, the mind. So then when you try to go and do that mistake that you've done, because that's the karma, it won't be able to have that energy. So you'll amaze yourself because you'll go, oh my God, I didn't go for that piece of chocolate after having a box. Or I went and I looked in my fridge and I didn't have, junk in there. I had really good food. Oh my God, that's awesome, right? Because who would have done that? Only the divine. Through you. But then your actions start to change. You know, I'm outside, I'm walking. I never would walk twice a day. I'm walking twice a day. I want to go out even more. Good, go. Or I'm going and getting my health checked because I've been scared. So go get checked. And the divine will be there and they will say, no problem at all. You're fine. Or if you need to get these things, thank God I can have some surgery done and it can be finished. I want down the road and then it's gone so far. The divine is going to be there. And it's your wake-up call. Well, however that is, finances, relationship, health, you're not paying attention enough to it. You don't care enough about it. So think of something that you want to have a breakthrough in right now. And we're going to call on these divine beings to help shift your consciousness to a deeper level of understanding of you and what it is that you want to do. Let's just say for today to start with, and then a week ahead, because then we'll meet again next week. Or maybe down the road. So start with today. Today is what we have. This moment is what we have. So we want to experience the divine in this moment. So close your eyes. Closing your eyes allows you to relax deeper into yourself. Everything you've known about yourself, everything that you've experienced in life up until this point is not you. It has been the divine working through you to say, are you sure this is what you want? I'll be here. All right, if you want to experience that, we'll experience it together. However, we've come to this point in time where we're saying, divine, Holy Spirit, God, Goddess, Master, Teacher, whoever it is for you that's going to guide you and hold you, hold your consciousness, and reveal to you, because you're there, you're just saying, I'm receptive now. Whatever has happened to this point, it doesn't matter. That I'm who I am now is connected to this divinity, this representative of God, who's going to help me to see God, experience God, feel God, understand, quiet. And just for those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. You can listen to the rest of the recording. As you know, it will be posted to the blog every week after the call. And then have a wonderful week. We'll see you next time. Those of you who are going to stay, you're staying and listening because we're coming together, the community, online in this virtual classroom or virtual setting, creating the space is so important. So how we can take it to a new level is by paying attention to our nostrils. Just putting the attention on the nostrils, on the pituitary gland, the spot between your two eyebrows, and then going deep into the pineal gland. When we do this practice here, we will be able to do it any time or all the time in our daily life. So if you're going to share, that's great. So happy if you do. Love to hear now as well from members who were maybe at the event. Or if you have any other questions, then you can definitely ask about those things that you want to ask, and then well, engage in a nice little discussion. Okay, here we go. You just need to press *6. So press, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Sucharita, it's Jeff in New York.
Jeff, how are you? How was the event?
It was really great. I'm still trying to process everything. It was it was much more than I expected it to be. It was just seeing him. That this was the first time I saw him. It was really nice. He has so much positive energy, like around him and stuff. Just seeing him is pretty cool. It really is. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I wanted to, and I asked, before, and the guy said, he's on a very tight schedule and they have a plane to catch and stuff. So I didn't get a chance to actually talk to him, but I was there the whole time, and that meditation was incredible, and it was really, really long. I managed to, do it the whole time. It was very intense when he asked us to, hold up our hands. I felt like a lot of energy, and I don't know if you recall at one point where he said, I think he said to when we were chanting the chant for, the first meditation, he said louder and louder, and if you were there, it was really loud. When people were chanting, so it was quite something. The woman that I was sitting next to, you coach her as well. Her Shanti, she said that you would know her.
Oh, great!
I was sitting right next to her the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a small world, isn't it?
All right.
Yeah, what I wanted to share, two things happened yesterday after this event. As you know, there is a very there's a woman who I'm very interested in, and last night. This was after I got back from the seminar. I planted a seed, and I don't know what's going to happen, but it's a seed that I've wanted to plant for many, many months and haven't, and I did last night. And, it was very profound when he said, don't create, I remember him specifically saying, don't create time. And, then he went on to say, when you wait, that's, what are you waiting for? So, you know, I kind of did that last night, and that you know, without going into a lot of details about my background and stuff, that's a very, you know, it's not an easy thing for me to do what I did last night, and I did it, and so we'll see what happens. So I don't know, but then when I got back from, you know, the meeting that I was at last night, I was doing. I have my, you know, the Shiva Shakti necklace, and I was doing the mantras that he taught us yesterday, and I don't know, was it him? Someone pointed out that, you know, if you do it backwards, it can be, it's close to Arul Shivam if you do it backwards. So I did 54 of the, you know, the one that he taught us yesterday, and then I did 54 Arul Shivam. And I don't know if you remember, I had a very gifted artist paint me a painting of Mary. I also had her paint me a painting of Shiva. So I have my own painting of Shiva right next to where I was doing the mantras last night. And I tell you something, it, like, I just felt joy, like, from Shiva, like, coming through this painting over me. And as you do that mantra, you know, the first one, I really feel an activation in my midbrain. I do. And it was really, you know, it was just me here in my apartment, but it was pretty intense. And I, you know, and when we were doing the meditation yesterday, you know, that he led us on, I felt it in my midbrain as well.
Beautiful.
I felt like light in there, like activating, like what he said he was doing, he was doing. Yeah, he was doing it.
Awesome.
Yeah, it you know, I didn't get a chance to meet him, like I said, but I did get a chance to meet Mahoney. You know, I watch all her videos and stuff. So
Mahoney?
Yeah, Mohini, that's it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and she asked me my name, and I told her and everything, and I shook her hand. This was after, you know, after Dr. Pillai had left, you know, because I stayed after a long time. And, you know, I mean, I think really it's, you know, just the beginning of what's going to happen. I really feel like it was... you know, a transformational event for me. I do.
Oh, I hear it in you.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
You know, it's hard to put into words, you know, like when you actually, you know, see him, you know, there's like a transfer of energy. And one thing that happened, like it, after, you know, after we did the first meditation, there was like a short break. And he, I don't know if they were videotaping this part, but, he, you know, he stayed, you know, in the chair. And like people, you know, everyone, we were all, you know, supposed to go to the bathroom and stuff. But everyone walked up to the chair, you know, to try and get close to him. And, you know, I did too. And, you know, I'd seen... a YouTube video of him saying, you know, for you know, if you ever meet him, ask him to burn your ignorance. So I didn't get close enough to actually say it to him, but he looked at me and I said without words, saying I asked him to burn my ignorance, and he gave me like this look that I hadn't seen before, but I felt like he, you know, he understood what I was saying. So I don't know, you know, I didn't actually get a chance to talk to him, but I did, you know, I did ask him to do that. And when I say like burn my ignorance, I mean, you know, all the stuff of, you know, not believing that you deserve what you want, and, you know, all of the old tapes that, you know, I no longer need. So we'll see. But I think it was, like, you know, very beneficial, and wildly transformational. It was nice to meet Shanti. She's very nice, and the lady next to us, we all three of us were talking because we got there early. Like, you know, we got the email like to come early. So I got there at like 8:45, and there was the lady who I was sitting next to, other than Shanti, was there already, and she ended up winning the supplements.
Great.
So, yeah, that was fun too. So.
Oh, good.
Afterwards, so I mean, I think a lot of stuff is gonna, you know, like it, you know, it. I mean, you know, it just happened. I think a lot of things are going to happen for me. I think this was, you know, something that I really I'm gonna cherish for a long time. I think it's the beginning of the beginning.
Aww.
Of a new life for me. And I really, one thing that I really liked that he said, you know, he said that when you surrender your ego, when that happens, then everything happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to these, you know, meetings and stuff every, you know, night, and the topic at the meeting that I went to was surrendering your ego. And it was just like, you know, it was like, wow, you know, like there are no coincidences, you know. So I think there's going to be more, you know, stuff that I can comment about this in the future, because I really think, you know, and he said it, and it's so true. He said, you know, I have planted a seed in you now, and just do the meditations and the mantras that, you know, he showed us yesterday. So, you know, I do this all the time, but I'm definitely going to do it. I'm definitely going to, you know, do it every day. And then, you know, the second meditation that, you know, the Brzee thing, you know, I was so, like, I had like such a, like a surge of energy, you know, from the first one. I really had trouble concentrating on the second one, because like the first one was so, you know, like so intense. I had trouble really concentrating on the second one. And then one thing that was really good was, like, you know, after Dr. Pillai left, like Mahoney, whatever her name is, she went over, you know, the first one, which I remembered good, but the second one, that, you know, I was a little, you know, it was hard to concentrate because the first meditation was so intense. And then she, like, went over everything again. So that, you know, that was very helpful, that she did that, because I was, you know, after, I mean, you mentioned it, you know, when you first started your show today, like the, you know, the first meditation was very, very intense, because, you know, like you were doing it with all these people there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like all the energy was, you know, all the people together made it so much more intense.
Mm-hmm.
So, So, you know, I'm having trouble finding words. I really am. I am.
Well, you'll share some more as we go along, right? That's what you're
saying.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. I think this has opened up a lot more. I mean, I don't think, I know.
Awesome.
That I think this was a very, very transformational, you know, like 4 hours or whatever it was. I do. And, you know, I just think that, I think it's already started, because for me to do what I did, you know, I'm not going to go into details, you know, but it's really, really big for me to do what I did last night. And as you know, like there's one specific woman that I want.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's really cool that you are saying that right now too, Jeff, because here's the thing, is that we go to these meditations or these events or seminars or trips with Baba, Dr. Pillai, and then we have all this energy, and it's like wanting to do something, but unless we take the step.
That's right. Right.
We, so, right?
You know, I could sit at home and chant Shreem Verzi all day long, and if I don't follow Lakshmi's guidance, it's not going to do me much good.
Exactly.
You have to take the steps. And one of the things which I feel has happened is I'm more in touch now with, you know, the divinity that's already within me. You know, that's been latent and, you know, underneath, you know, layers and layers of, you know, negativity and stuff. I think that's why I was able to do what I was able to do last night after the seminar.
Yeah, and it's like you're in the right place at the right time and all the stars are aligned, because here we also talk about, for those of you who are joining for the first time, welcome if I didn't say that already. But we talk about the sun's transiting every month, and it transits from about mid-month to mid-month. And so right now it's transiting in the house of courage. So, or the sign of courage.
It's giving you
the courage, right?
I've been meaning to do something like this and wanting to do something like this, what I did last night, literally for a year.
Yeah.
For a year. More. And, you know, I did it last night. I'll email you with the specifics, but, you know,
okay.
Like, because
okay.
It's kind of personal. But,
sure.
Yeah, but, you know, just so that, you know, everyone knows, there was, like, a wildly beneficial, you know, change in me within hours of this being over.
Awesome.
Yeah. And like, you know, like not something subtle and, you know, like something huge.
Well, it made you to move.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I did something that I wanted to, and Mary's involved too. Mary has helped a lot too, but I feel like it's just the beginning.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's great. Fresh new slate
and
for
you, Jeff. I'm glad that you mentioned Pradosham before, because I do that too. And what I do, and I think this is really, really helpful, like I'll pick something, like for me it's, you know, shame, or, you know, unnecessary guilt, or just feeling like you don't deserve. And what I'll do is, like, an hour before the sunset on Pradosham, I will do that Thira Nilakantam Makaril Shivaya Nama, and I will ask Shiva specifically to heal that, mm-hmm. and chant that mantra to ask to be relieved of that. And if you do it on Pradosham, it's like supercharging it. It's like you get the benefit of like doing it for 40 days in
right.
just that one day.
Right.
So if there's anyone thinking about, you know, doing something on Pradosham, pick something that you don't like, that's a block, you know, that some negative karma, and just do that mantra on that day. And it's very, very beneficial.
Wow.
It has been for me anyway.
That's great, Jeff.
Yeah.
Great to hear, and thanks so much for sharing.
Yes, and I hope he comes back to New York again. And, you know, he's got that thing, you know, out in San Francisco. I'm on vacation, so I'm thinking about it, but because he mentioned it, and then, you know, after, and he was like, you know, I want to invite everyone
yep.
out there. And I was like, you know, man, do I ever want to do that now? I'm going to email you something else too about that.
Okay.
So thank you, Sucharita and Bob J. If you listen to it, it was great to see you. And thank you so much for coming to New York. And thank you so much for sharing all this with the West, we certainly are benefiting from it. So thank you so much for everything.
Oh, wow.
And I'll email you, Sucharita.
Okay, great, Jeff. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Fabulous. Anyone else? I know there's more.
Sucharita?
Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Is that Susan?
It is Susan.
My
phone is beeping that the battery is about to go low, so I'm going to switch to another phone here real quick. But
okay.
I agree with Jeff, and Jeff, I wish I had been sitting next to you because it was absolutely everything he said times a thousand. So hang on just a second. I'm going to switch phones here.
Okay. So Susan was at the...
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
go ahead.
So, my experience with the meditations, the first one that Jeff is talking about, that when we were asked to, you know, to come back and open our eyes, it was all I could do to open my eyes. I actually could hardly feel my body, and I couldn't even move my hands. I mean, it was that powerful. So, also during that, because he just said, let your body, you know, respond. And at one point, I just felt like lightning went right through my body. And then at another point, my head just whipped backwards. I mean, it was very, very powerful, very, very healing. And so I felt so loved and supported. And, of course, the staff around, I knew that they were anchoring this for us, like, you know, because it was just... so amazing what was happening. And I got to do the same things that Jeff was talking about. I went up at that break and got to stand to the left side of him and just gazed on him. And he's just so powerful and so gentle and just so loving that it was, it could almost bring tears to your eyes. So, what I wanted to say also is my thanks to that experience and for Dr. Polite doing and giving out like he does to all of us, is thank him back as much as my heart and soul can speak that. And but I had an interesting experience coming home because I drove to New York City, and so I was driving home and I was on the turnpike, and it was raining so hard that there were accidents. And at one point coming home, all of a sudden, because you could hardly see, I realized that the cars were all stopped ahead of me. Imagine, this is like, you know, like everybody's supposed to be going 60 miles an hour or whatever. And in order to keep from hitting the car in front of me, I had to quick pull off to the side of the road. So people were out and they were gathering debris from the road because there was stuff everywhere. And I waited, and finally I thought that I could move on. So what happened was about a half an hour later, because it's raining so hard, I'm saying, what is that noise? But I thought it was water that was hitting underneath my car. And finally I thought, I don't think this is right. But I kept driving because it was raining so hard. And I pull over, and I get out, and I'm looking underneath my car, and here I'm carrying something from the car accident underneath my car. And when I pulled over, there was a police officer in front of, on the side of the road, who was dealing with another accident. And I went to him and I said, can you please look underneath my car and tell me what I should do? So he comes back to me finally after he's dealing with the people in front of me. And he goes, we're going to have to get a tow truck because whatever's underneath there, if it rips loose, it's going to take other stuff underneath your car. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm just trying to get home. And he says to me, this is just your bad luck day. And I looked at him, and I almost burst out laughing because I thought, oh, my God, this is just the luckiest day of my life. I don't get what's happened here, and I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to get through it. And I ended up having to call a tow truck through AAA. They told me it would be an hour because of all the problems that were happening. And they gave me they asked for my number that they would call when they were coming. But I just immediately started praying to Dr. Pillai and to Ganesha, and I just started chanting the mantra to Ganesha, asking for help to let me get home, to let my car be safe. And about 10 minutes, I'm just in my car. It's pouring rain, and my cell phone rings, and the tow truck says he'll be there in 5 minutes. So he comes, lifts my car up, and out shoots this massive fender from this car that had been in this accident, and it goes shooting out from underneath my car. And I said, you know, is my car okay? And he lifts the thing up higher, and he's underneath my car, and he goes, your car is just fine. He said, you know, just get home safely and go from there. So I've told this, I know that this is off the track of the others, but it was that faith. I was just overcome with faith. I mean, here, I didn't know if my car was damaged. They were telling it would be an hour till this tow truck would come. But I just felt totally at peace, and I just know everything's going to be okay, and either way, however I have to deal with it, it's all going to be okay. So faith, I got to participate in that yesterday, but most of all was the absolute gratitude and just amazing love. And being with Dr. Pillai, again, it's the experience of being with him personally. I hope anybody on this call will be able to, in this lifetime, to be in his presence, because although we have it virtually in other ways, it's beyond words to be in his presence and to be blessed by him. So that's all I wanted to say, and it's everything I want to say. Thank you.
Wow. That's an amazing sharing, and thank you so much, Susan, because that's what it is, right? Yeah. So we go on these, you know, we have this beautiful experience with Dr. Pillai, and then what happens is life kind of magnifies an area of our consciousness, and it shows up, the divine shows up in a way that's going to test that faith. And you were totally not shaken at all. Like the police officer is even saying, this is your bad luck day. And you're going, what?
Yes. I almost burst out laughing when he said that. I just looked at him in shock, like, are you kidding me? You know?
I can imagine, too, right? And it's pouring rain, and you've got this thing under your car. And it could have been the worst possible case scenario, but something inside of you is saying, hey, I'm going to just test the human part of you.
Wow. Thank
Everything
you.
Else is going to be fine, but you've got to rise to the occasion. And so in your life now, as you're moving forward, and I'm not just saying you, Susan, but everyone, is that the divine is going to show us time and again that seed of faith that is only as big as a mustard seed. It's going to grow into this huge mustard plant, this golden, beautiful, light is going to be radiating within us, and is going to be guiding us no matter what happens, no matter what people say to us, no matter what we say to ourselves. The divine is going to show us that there's nothing that you cannot overcome.
Right.
And you immediately went into, you didn't go and cry back to your car and cry. You went into that mantra. You said, Ganesha,
yes.
You remove obstacles.
Yes.
And Dr. Pillai, show me. And then in 5 minutes, the guy is calling you back.
Totally.
So that's faith. That's what faith does.
Thank you. Gives me the
beautiful.
That it was just so, but the whole day, the gift of it was, again, everything, and most of all, and also, I want to thank you, Sucharita, for your goddess presence for us. I mean, you as well, and you know that I've expressed it and sent you things. your presence and your gift in this lifetime to help us, to lead us, to guide us. I can't thank you enough. That this is live. We can talk to you. This is real. It's not a video on YouTube. So thank you for the gift of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Susan. It's a pleasure to be of this service because it's been such an exciting adventure for me in this lifetime, and I'm sure in other lifetimes. And you know, Dr. Pillai giving me the grace and blessings to be able to share with everyone and to encourage everyone. And so, and then to also, I'm so excited because when I hear from you, from Jeff, from anyone who has gone to see Babaji, Dr. Pillai in person, now you get it, right? Like that will,
yes.
That we can talk about it till the cows come home.
Totally.
But until you actually physically go there and be in his presence, oh, my God. And even if it's only once in this lifetime, you know, that's all you need. And
well,
but the thing is that you're going to go again.
Oh, absolutely. It's theory versus the experience. It's the
yeah.
experience, you know, it's that.
Yeah, yeah. You're so very welcome, and thank you, Susan, for sharing and inspiring everybody with your story.
Thank you. God bless you. I love you.
Okay, take care, hon. That's so amazing. Anyone else who is there who wants to share? Or anyone else who has been, was online, on the conference. Yesterday you could call in and listen to the whole seminar. And that's kind of like the first time he's done it for the whole seminar, so I was really happy. That was such a good value. Because sometimes we just get, if he does those kinds of meditation initiations, he just does them sort of a little bit of a preview and then leads us through the meditation and then that's the end of the call. Whereas yesterday was the whole thing, like from the moment he walked into the room. That's why I said it felt like I was there. It was so palpable, his presence. And then everybody being there too and everybody focusing, it was felt like, oh my goodness, we're all there with him, regardless of whether you were, you know, physically present with him or just on the line. So if there's anyone else who joined that call and that would like to share what their experience was, even if you haven't met him before in person, what was your experience? Or if there was anyone, yeah.
Hi, this is Mila in New York.
Hey, Mila, how are you?
Good. So I was also there. And,
oh, good. Share, please.
And in terms of the conference call, that was a fortunate thing too for people, I imagine, because I heard some friends that had come, and it was hard to hear, like the acoustics. So I was thinking, wow, the people on the conference call had this intimate experience as well, because they're hopefully the sound was good on from the call.
It was really good. It was like as if he was talking in our ear.
Yeah, exactly. And so that it had its own grace.
Wonderful.
In the room. Some people at the back, it was just, I think it's the room, you know, that these hotel rooms, right? So just want to say that about the grace of being on the conference call, too, because it would be, like, right there in another intimate way. And so, of course, he's like, just so beautiful. He's just, it's amazing who this man is. It's funny, I did get a chance to speak with him at the end, and he said that he felt that the people that came were extraordinary. He said they were really good people. So I thought that was beautiful that he said that. And,
you know,
it was like really, the honor there. There was honor both ways, honor with people that came, that there was honor, reverence for him. And he was also had this, expressed this honor back to them, to us all. And but it's funny, it's great to hear the stories. And mine is, I love that you said, like, you can also be triggered, because I got super triggered. And it was, like, fantastic experience. But there was something said, and something fantastic said, and to me personally. And there's another part of me that is deeply, deeply confronted, like the mind. So it helps me what you just said, because it puts it in context. Like, there's part of my ego that's complete mind that's very triggered.
So what was that relating to? Sorry, I don't really remember what I said.
You were saying that it can flare up. Like, part of you could flare. Oh yeah, because you said something about, like, the consciousness is bringing consciousness, but then part of the ego, say consciousness or mind, can exaggerated, but it's like, it's almost like whatever wants to be healed into come into integration wholeness will show up.
Right. Right.
But
so how
tested.
Is
it? I think you said it like testing. You'll be tested.
Right.
Or, you know,
right.
Life will show up. Life will show up after.
Right. So when you say that you're deeply confronted by something, when you're in his presence or in the event, and he said something to you, and then at that moment, what was it like for you? Just so that people understand on the call what you're.
Oh,
a little bit.
Well, it was.
You don't have to say what it is, but just said something, and then what did you do with that?
Well, I thanked him.
Okay.
And because it was a beautiful thing, and he just saw something in my future, like, you know, you're fine kind of thing, like prosperity. Not just, I shouldn't say it like that, like that was a gift. And so I was with graciousness. I accepted, and but then later it at the time I did. It's like I didn't totally expose myself. I didn't say, well, what about this?
Mm-hmm.
Like something that I'm I don't know.
So he gave you a gift.
Yes,
and
he gave me a gift.
And you didn't know what to do with it, or it was confronting? Is that what you're...
Yes, it confronted something in me, yes.
Okay. And so that something, was it doubt?
No. Doubt for some other... Not doubt for what he was saying, but doubt for... doubt came up for something else.
Right.
I have any... Okay.
Yeah, and this is what happens, Neela. So I don't need to know the story, but and the details, but just for the purposes of coaching everyone here, supporting everyone with these kinds of experiences, is that, yes we will have this amazing experience. Dr. Pillai will give us, even like for you, what grace and blessings to speak to him. And then he gives you, this gift. And then you're accepting what he's saying, except then when you go away from it, what happens? Something else comes, and it can negate it. I'm not saying that it did, but it was confronting for you. So in that moment of confrontation, we have a choice, right? So what he gave you a tool, he gave all of us a tool who are listening, and maybe those people who will purchase the meditation afterwards. What's the tool then that you will use?
You give it, well, one thing is give everything up.
Yeah.
Give it up.
Yeah.
Give it up. Like, it's a control thing.
There you go.
Bless you. Right?
And in that giving up, then that you're free.
Yeah.
Right? It's almost like you got a hot potato, and you don't have to hold on to it. You just
it's a hot potato.
Let it go.
It's a
no,
hot
I don't want
potato. And it feels shameful, too. Like, look at all that grace. And I guess, I'm sharing it that way, too, that you know, like the hot potatoes, like great. I mean, it's shame. It's in a way it's shameful.
Yeah.
The hot potato.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's perfect timing too, because now, as Jeff was saying, and as that we went through the experience of, you know, clearing up the karma, it's happening at the right time too, where you can just toss the potato in the garbage, and then the garbage truck takes it away, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Definitely. Yeah. So I guess it's just showing. It's showing the big, what still wants to be, well, I let go of the potato. I let go. Done. I gave it all up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And is it going to happen again? Yeah, probably, right? It's going to happen, but so what? Someone throws you a hot potato, you say, okay, well, it's in the garbage now. I don't eat it.
Yeah.
Games
are thanks. So thanks for showing the other side, you know, the other, like, the sort of all what's, because it's all for healing. It's all come up to be whole.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you so much, too, for sharing, Neela, because it's not something, especially with people who have been able to speak to Dr. Pillai, or if they've been with him for a long time, and he says something, and then something else comes, and you go, what? Is that still there? Like, come on. You know, I should be, like, so celebrating in this moment, but celebrate in all of it. Is what Dr. Pillai is saying, is that we wouldn't, that's the grace, the first miracle is to have faith that no matter what comes up for us, we turn it over to the divine. We toss out all the garbage that has been given to us, even from the police officer, for example, in Susan's case. He said, this is your bad luck day. And she's like, what? Oh, my God. Yeah, it looks pretty bad. But however, this is, I have God in me. I have all these blessings, and everything's going to be okay. And within minutes, it was okay. You know, it wasn't like a whole day had to go by, because she had to drive for about 6 hours back to home, you know, in that crazy weather. So that's what can happen if we look at our lives and see whatever is confronting in our lives. That's going to happen again and again and again, but how are we going to respond to it is, we are going to just be testing ourselves, really. The divine doesn't test us. We test ourselves. We go, hey, how are you being confronted with this now? What are you going to do now? You know, and for you to see, okay, this is just garbage coming up. I got to surrender it to the ground, because I'm going to drop the hot potato. I'm not going to touch it, you know, and not burn myself and not feel bad and all the rest, and not ask all those questions, how, what, where, when, why. He's planted the seed of prosperity or faith or whatever it is, and then I allow it to unfold. And just as Jeff did too, he said, you know, I've been working on this for like over a year to get the courage, and now it's like I did it, and we will just see how it's going to all roll out, how it's going to all unfold, and I'm so excited. This is the beginning. So anytime we're confronted, we can say this is the beginning of a new level of being. I just drop the hot potato and I just keep going. So it's great.
Yeah, it's good. And I see that the test is, it's only me testing, and that the test is part of my little karmic game, whatever that is. You know, that's what there's to keep letting go of.
Yeah.
But now I see it as a theme in my whole, it's a big theme.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. You're very welcome. Anything else, Neela?
No, just blessings to all. Thank you.
Aww. Have a great rest of your weekend and week ahead.
Thank you.
Great. Yeah, so the meditation that Dr. Pillai gave out, we did a modified version of it using Tirna Lakanta Makro Shivayanama. But really, all it is three things. Actually, four. So imagine... You can, and we do this every week anyways. When we close our eyes, we go internally, and then we imagine this presence around us, because anytime we meditate, the divine is there, or spiritual masters are there, or Buddhas, or saints, or sages. They're all there, Mother Mary, Jesus, whoever it is for you, will show up. Because they know, oh, this person's going into meditation now. That means they need to be protected. That means the divine has to give them a message from deep, 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 deep within their soul. And so the surroundings, no matter if there's sirens going by or people in the room or banging noises going around, that person's soul is going to reveal something so that they understand they're totally protected. And then, so that's the first step. So anytime you are in a situation where you're feeling confronted, or the cop is saying you, this is your bad luck day, or someone is saying, or you're even saying, you know, can or cannot do this, don't deserve it, whatever, or don't know how, that's all negativity or doubt or something that is not in alignment with what the divine wants. So when you close your eyes, immediately know that you're surrounded by a presence. And take a moment to feel that presence. To feel it from your head to your toes, from the sides of your body, the front and back of your body, all around you. And you just take a moment. And that's all it takes. And kind of like a scan. You scan. That's why you can kind of like move your body around to, you know, get into a place where you're not like straight as a board sitting up. Although if you've been trained to do that, that's fine. You can do that with those people who are just really starting to, you know, get a deeper understanding of what it is to be in meditation. You can be in walking meditation and just feel that presence. So, you know, we're blinking our eyes. I don't know how many times a day that they have that. Those stats online, you can Google it. But, you know, when you close your eyes, just in the wink of an eye, the whole divinity can be racing throughout you and around you. So that's the first step, is to understand that you are protected. Whenever you are in a mantra or you're thinking about the divine or your higher self or you're doing a meditation, the second step is to put your attention on your nose. So, you know, for the first, this is how we used to teach the kids. That we had a Super Kids program, for which is now called Phonemic Intelligence, but it went through different phases, mind sound technology and all the rest. But we used to teach the kids to put their finger or their hand on their nose, you know, on the body part. So put your hand on your nose, just touch it gently, boom. That will remind you. Focus your attention on your nostrils. There's so much going on in your world. Even now as you're listening, where's your attention? So if it's on your nostrils, that means the life force, whether you're speaking or not, that air is being purified. And then the prana, the life force, the divinity, is moving through the nostrils. And then you can almost feel this energy moving into your third eye. Like it's just going up your nostrils, into your third eye. It activates that spot between your two eyebrows, which is your pituitary gland. That's the apparatus that is part of the third eye in the subtle body. So you're activating the pituitary. The pituitary is the master gland of the body. It tells you about seasonal variations in nature and how you respond to that accordingly. And your physiology and your neurology, biology, everything gets activated according to those variations in nature. And so so that focus. Then when you focus on that, then that, so the nostrils stop the thoughts, bring clarity. Where you're breathing in, that life force is coming up, activating the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland is saying, throw the ego out. Right? This is nature. Nature is taking over. Right? You can't say, oh no, the season isn't going to change from winter to spring and then to summer and then to fall. Nature is going to do what it's going to do. You have to respond. Right? So throw the ego out that says, oh, I want it to be summer and it's winter. Forget about it. It doesn't work. Right? Yeah, there's a big force going on here. You have a battle. So so you just go into the pituitary gland. That throws the ego out. It makes you to surrender to what is happening in this moment. And then when you surrender to what's happening in that moment, the divine is there. You're not kicking and screaming. Well, you can be. But the divine will say, okay, well, when you're ready, you know. And then you go deeper into the midbrain. And that when the midbrain gets activated, who's there? The portal is open. You become, your attentional energy becomes the key to activating this portal or door. The key to the door opens. You're the key. Your attention. It opens that door, and then the divine pours in you. And that's where you will feel this presence of the divine with your eyes closed or your eyes open, talking, walking, whatever you're doing. It doesn't matter. Your attentional energy is what is going to keep you in alignment with the divine. And then that you'll feel. Sometimes people will say, oh, I got, the hairs on the back of my neck, or goosebumps, you know, or that's truth bumps, they call it. The kids used to call it truth bumps, you know. That's the truth. And I go, well, what is the truth? How come she said that and that's true and he said that and that's true? How can you both be true and they're different? No. The truth is that there's the gods there, right? The gods are there. Oh, okay. Is that like an energy flowing through? Yeah. It's an energy, right? Or it's light. You know, kids, they're only a few years from heaven, you know, so they don't have too much life experience to hammer on them and beat them down and all the rest yet. And God, hopefully they won't, you know, they'll have enough experiences to know. But the, you know, what I'm saying is that we don't have too much conditioning at the level of being a kid that gets impressed too much. So when they meditate, they can quickly clear that. And they have that quick connection to the divine, to gods, goddesses, saints, sages, whoever it is, that it, they know, oh my God, this is what's guiding me. Mm-hmm. And then they feel good. And they don't judge it in any way. That's another thing that Dr. Plyde said in the conference, on the call or in the event, was immediately someone will say something and we'll judge it. Or someone will look at us and we'll judge it. Why are they cutting me a dirty look? Maybe they're in pain. And they just happen to look your way and you thought they were looking at you. How many of us have been in a place where we walk in and then we see someone in, well, you know, 20 feet away and they're waving and we think they're waving at us and meanwhile they're waving at someone behind us and we're like putting our hand up and going, or we're not putting our hand up and going, what is that guy waving at her? You know, so that's what it is, right? We misjudge so much all the time. So we shouldn't beat ourselves up about it, but we should access that internal knowing before we raise our hand and say, is that guy waving at me? Or why is he waving? Or is that guy giving me a dirty look? Or why is he giving me a dirty look? Or she said, he said something, you know, who, what, when, where, and why. We just in that moment go, that's not really in alignment with me. Okay, maybe that's all about them and they, God bless them, they're going through that. And God bless me, too, for having that internal knowing and that radar, or that, not radar, what is the word? That knowingness inside that says, hey, there's something's not right about this. There's that gut feeling, that's what it is. That gut feeling that says, that doesn't sit with me very well. So then if it doesn't sit with you very well, it's kind of like you bit into something and it tastes sour or it tastes bad, you know, it doesn't taste good. And yet you've had, you know, for example, you're eating cashews or something and then you get a bad one. And you go, definitely that's not good. But do you say the whole batch is bad? No. You just say that moment, throw it away. And you taste that, so you don't need to taste it again. You don't need to freak out either the next time you get some cashews that you eat it and then it's all going to be bad. No. You know, just something inside you says, maybe you needed to stop eating those cashews. You had one too many. We don't know, right? So, but what we do, what that, you know, that scenario is, you can apply it to anywhere in your life. So the person can be going along and all of a sudden they cut you a dirty look or they say something and then you say it ruins your whole relationship. You know, you don't want to do that to yourself and to the other person because we don't know what's going on. Everybody's has their own internal battle going on, right? There's forces going, we're being confronted all the time. Mm-hmm. But then we can get to the point where that's just falling from the tree of knowledge. Don't eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge, because then you will know that there's good and bad. Before, you just were going in heaven. You were in heavenly state. And you were living that heavenly state. No matter if it was raining, no matter if it was snowing, no matter if there was, calamities going on around you, no matter if there was famine and all the rest that humans, since times immemorial, have had to face, wars. That's all going on now. We're bombarded by it because we're all connected to that stream of consciousness. That how it is in your life is to be able to rise above it so you can be that channel, or as Dr. Ply said, he's an instrument for that divinity to come through. And then when we can keep evolving to that level collectively, it's going to happen, and there'll be 1,000 years of, peace on earth and heavenly state of being, and where everyone can manifest that. And it won't be like, hey, what are you manifesting today? It'll just be everybody doing it. And everybody will be playing out the roles that they have to play out according to whatever it is that they want to do. And no one will say, oh, you're a cleaner, you're a king. It won't matter. That won't matter. Because everybody will be totally in bliss and just doing a beautiful dance of life. And you can live for 1,000 years if that's what you want to do as a light body, right? And there will be people who are evolving during those 1,000 years of the, and I'm saying 1,000 years because that's what they say is the time frame for the golden age, the Satyuga. This is the yuga of truth. Truth in the sense that, that God is everywhere and everybody's experiencing it, no matter what is happening. Any other comments or questions from anyone here? All right. So we're after... We've had a long time together today, which has been fabulous. Thanks to those of you who shared, and also those of you who are holding the space and practicing what Dr. Ply is giving us, these tools, so that when you go in your life, immediately you're going to touch your nose, and then that's going to activate your pituitary gland, the third eye, and then go into the midbrain, the other part of the third eye, the pineal gland. So it's going to be this activation, and then you're going to feel this rush throughout your whole body. So those are, so it's the first step is surround yourself with divine beings and do that as a practice every day. So whether you know you're meditating or not, you wake up every day and you say, well, who's the first person that you call on or divine being? Is Ganesha. Ganesha removes the obstacles. So it's a simple word, gum, gum, gum. That's it. Then you get off the bed. You can be walking to the bathroom and getting ready for your shower and stuff. Tirne Lakanta Makaro Sivainama, especially tomorrow during Soma Pradosham. It is a very powerful time to throw out your hot potatoes, throw out your garbage, even if it isn't garbage day in your area. All that stuff, just toss it. And you have to keep throwing it out, right? People will say, oh, I've been doing this. Great, keep doing it. Keep surrendering to that action because there's a lot in there, obviously. So, and then when you get tired of it, then you will surrender finally. And when you surrender finally, then in that moment, then the divine will rush in, because wherever you've tossed something out and stopped the struggle, there's a void. So that void will automatically get filled. So fill it with divinity. So how do you do that? Tension on the nostrils, tension on the pituitary gland, tension on the pineal gland, whole body lights up, you're filled with the spirit or the divine or whoever it is that you resonate with. And you do that in your waking states, so every moment, and then in your as you're sleeping before you go to bed. Take me to divine realms, because in my waking state, I'm way too busy. I'm way too much in my ego. I'm way too much in my mind. I'm way too distracted. So I'll do my best, and at night, you take me, whoever that divine is for you. Personally, I will call on Dr. Pillai because he's your master here, and he's the master here in this lifetime. He's a teacher, and he will guide you. And so many people have shared. I've had so many fabulous experiences shared about their dreams with Dr. Pillai. And these are people who don't even meet him, haven't met him physically in the physical form. But those who have met him in the physical form, he even takes them into deeper states of consciousness and takes them to different realms and shows them. And then when they will come out of that dream state, they feel like such a teaching has been understood, imparted on them. And then they understand what that teaching means in their life. So the master is not something or someone who is necessarily needs to guide you like step by step like just download you with stuff. However you are, your relationship is with the master, that's how the best way you will learn. That the master knows how you will learn. So allow yourself to learn in different ways too. Sometimes you'll need step by step. Sometimes you'll need extra explanation. Sometimes you'll need just the look from the master. And that pours in you. And then that intelligence will do what it needs to do thereafter. In fact, those people who didn't get to talk to him personally, on the soul level, it was more effective for you at this point in time. If he just looked at you, or if he didn't even look at you, but you're present, you could feel his presence, and that communion, just being in the same space as his aura and your aura, that communion, that is a communication. And that is what is needed only at this point. There will be other times where you'll hear him talking to someone about the price of gas or something, and you'll go, what? And that's how that person will get the knowledge that they need to get by this conversation that goes on. Don't judge it. And then when you see that and experience that in your life on a day-to-day basis, you'll just say, oh my God, just throw the whole thing out. Because it all just is strange. I just want to connect to the divine all the time. So, auras around you, tension on the nose, tension on the third eye, spot between the two eyebrows, pituitary gland, get rid of the ego, go deeper into the brain, open the portal, Holy Spirit comes in, or gods, goddesses, saints, sages, whatever divinity it is to you, means to you, and that pours through you. And feel it, though. Feel it pouring through you. Not like a waterfall, although if that's your thing, you can, you know, that's fine. But imagine it like liquid light, and it's this liquid light is pouring through all of you, everywhere, not just in your brain, but everywhere. And then keep practicing that, and you'll feel it everywhere you go. You'll feel that presence. You'll experience that presence. And then whatever comes out of your mouth, as in words, and will be saturated with divinity. And then how people receive it or not, you will know when to say things and when not to say things. You will know how to say things and know how not to say things. You will listen to your intuition. You will, because it will be coming from internally, inside of you, and you'll be inspired. Meaning the spirit will move you and help you to say whatever it is that you need to say and do. Okay? So have a fabulous week ahead. Do the Pradosham. And you know, for Pradosham, if you have a Shiva Lingam or if you have a rock or some sort of stone that you have designated for as your sacred object that you can pour water, milk, or juice on, say the sounds to your Nilakanta Makaro Shivaya Namah. Focus your attention on your throat tomorrow during Monday Pradosham. Focus your attention all day long on your throat. And imagine a laser beam of blue light doing laser surgery on your throat and that light pouring into your neck, your shoulders, all day long. And then at 1 hour or 1.5 hours around sunset time, before sunset time, wherever you are in the world, you turn Nilakanta Makaro Shivaya Namah, pour the milk and juice and water, whatever it is that you have, you're inspired to pour over the Shiva Lingam. Go on to YouTube and check out Ply Center YouTube channel. Check out Pradosham, and there'll be lots of different techniques that you can, you know, see the videos there. People who have done the uploaded videos and shown you how to do it. You can do a variation of it. Don't be too particular about what they say. They just learned it a certain way. And Dr. Ply says no hard and fast rules. So the main thing is if you have that little Shiva Lingam or representative, that is a portal. And that will help you to surrender all your junk into it. And it will wash away your poison. It will help you to drop the hot potato. And then that gives you freedom. And that sense of freedom will allow the spirit to move through you. Because freedom means you've freed up blocks. You've freed yourself from keep repeating the same over and over and over. So we need to open up, be free of all that. And in that moment, those sounds will also fill the void and bring in more divinity. Give you a new good, I feel clean now. I can move on. And then you build on that. All right. Everyone, have a fabulous rest of your Sunday, wherever you are in the world. Happy Pradosham to you. And today is also an experience of getting connected to Vishnu's energy. You can read about that on Astroved. And we opened up his energy. So pray for a money miracle. So get rid of your karma. Pray for a money miracle. And have faith that it will happen. Meaning, just plant the seed. And if it happens in this instant, perfect. If it happens down the road, you will know. Because you committed yourself to putting your awareness to that, plant the seed and let go of it. Let it grow in you. And let it be the tree that comes and inspires you to go and attract more and more of that. So take, yeah?
Thank you, our earthly Mother Mary. I just wanted to say that.
You're very welcome, Susan. That's a beautiful prayer. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. God bless everyone. Take care, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.